remember the good old days when instead of mobile banking, internet banking, credit cards, electronic statements, paying for things with your smartphone or even with your smartwatch, all you had was cash. Now, all the mod cons are great, but when it comes to living on a budget, the great thing about cash is when it's gone, it's gone. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program as we chat today about living within your means with my special guest, Mr. Ross Buttonshaw. Last week I spoke a little about the olden days. I remember when I was a child growing up in the 1960s and 70s, we lived in a largely cash economy. There were no credit cards, at least not for ordinary folk. There were no automatic teller machines. If you didn't get to the bank to withdraw money by 3 p.m. on Friday, that was it. No cash for the weekend. I remember when I became an officer in the Australian Army as a junior officer, one of the duties I was regularly rostered onto in the units where I served was to be the pay officer. The armoured van would arrive, deliver the cash, and then we'd have to sort through the pay sheets, put the right amount of cash in each soldier's pay book. They'd come in, they'd salute, state their name, sign the pay sheet. I'd count out their pay in front of them, they'd salute and march out again. Seems pretty archaic, doesn't it? Maybe I'm getting old. Imagine going back to that again. No credit cards, no internet banking, let alone mobile phone banking, no automatic teller machines. What a horrible thought. So can you imagine when Ross and I were chatting about what he'd like to share with us over these 2 weeks on the program? Can you imagine? I almost fell off my chair when Ross said, well, one of the things I'd like to chat about is going back to cash. Ross, welcome today. Are you serious?
I'm really serious, Bernie. And let me first say, I'm not talking about cash going back 50 years and taking the place of all our electronic transactions.
Right.
I actually think there's a huge role that those play in our life. But there's an aspect of the way we manage our finances and our budget where using cash is a major benefit.
Okay. So, I mean, a lot of people will have credit cards and multiple bank accounts. How well do they actually handle the complexity of all these different financial instruments, if I can call them that, in terms of managing their finances?
Well, our experience is that people don't manage them well at all. And I would say the majority of people who we help and who come to Christians Against Poverty to do our educational courses and so on are struggling with some degree or another on the way they manage their electronic transactions and their cards and all their various products. And on a weekly basis, very few people have a real idea of what they're doing with their money.
It's one thing to have a budget. We talked about that last week.
Yep.
But then you have to, the rubber has to hit the road. You have to translate that budget into your expenditure patterns and habits.
Yep.
And I guess when you've got husband and wife doing different things on different cards and different accounts, it can all get a little bit out of control.
It definitely can. And I'm only talking about using cash for a few aspects of your budget.
Okay. Well, okay. What aspects of the budget are you talking about?
Okay. We're mainly talking about your weekly discretionary spending, like your, let's say, putting petrol in the car happens every week, buying food happens every week, maybe the leisure things we do that we do every week. There's only about three or four things which I would say grab your cash for and use it. And I think there's a real benefit. I think we're going to talk about a few of the benefits that we teach people that using cash has for your life.
I guess let's say a discretionary expenditure is buying coffee and lunches.
Yeah,
and buying coffee and lunches and entertainment and going out. And in your budget, you allocate X to that amount each week.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is draw that X out of the account at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
I guess the benefit of cash is when it's gone, it's gone.
When it's gone, it's gone. A lot of people don't like the when it's gone thought because...
Pretty tacky old-fashioned thought that
well,
really,
yeah. It's like if you get your money out on a Friday and you have a great night out, it could all be gone in one night.
Correct.
But that's the crux of the issue. Why are we in debt? It's because we spend more than we have. Now, we're talking about practical tips that help you live within your means, and that's why cash is so powerful, because it's still, and it has that value. You know when you pay for something in cash? There is absolutely no doubt this is your money, you're paying for something with it, and you often think twice about what you pay for with your cash.
Can I tell you, back in the good old days, before I went into full-time ministry and I was in business and had lots of money that I could spend, I often wouldn't even look at the credit card bill when it came at the restaurant. I wouldn't even look at what the amount was. I would just sign the tab.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people, I mean, I can't do that now. I look very carefully, but I guess a lot of people live like that.
Well, because you can pay for something on credit, and even if it's not right or if it's a bit too much, we can deal with that later.
So I guess the inconvenience of cash turns out to be its great strength.
It is a great strength. You know where you are with your money, gives value back to your money, and you can't spend it if you don't have it. One thing I'd like to say, though, you do have to watch it, if you've got cash, that you don't become real tight. I'm talking about, I think it's important to put budget into the way you live your life. You know, the fact that you go out for a drink with your friends or you regularly go out for a coffee, isn't that nice to buy something for someone? But if you're so concerned and you haven't budgeted for it and you don't have the money.
That's a good point.
So we also teach people, plan into your life if you want to be that sort of person that can bless someone, or and then you can have your cash available to do that as well. But it's all the decisions you make. It's all in the way you want to live your life.
You see, you're not talking so much about the priorities of decision. We haven't really talked about that over this last week.
No.
The point is, once you've decided your priorities, whatever your priorities are, it's then executing that effectively so that you're living in the black, not in the red.
And I think it's actually, to actually bless someone when you've counted the cost is so powerful, than to say, hey, I'll buy a round of drinks, but you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good, but is that really being generous?
Yeah, is that really being a good steward of your resources?
Yeah, exactly.
Particularly when it's the guy who's got the money and there's a wife and a couple of kids at home who are going to miss out.
Your mates will love you, but then the kids and the family miss out.
Yeah. Now, I'd heard you talk previously about bringing value back to your money. I guess what you mean by that is that once you see it tangibly, once you see that $5 note or that $10 note disappear, it's the tangible, tactile reality of the money.
Exactly.
That makes you think about its value again.
Yeah. I think we do look at the positives of this, but there are many people who could, there could be 100 reasons why people wouldn't want to use cash. Something people come up with quite regularly is that, isn't it a risk of having cash in your wallet? And I'm not proposing that we carry around hundreds of dollars all at once. But I would say that if we don't manage our money well, we end up paying a lot of bank fees. We're at risk one way or the other. I think we just need to determine the risks ourselves. And the benefits of it is amazing. I wouldn't be prepared to say this unless I did it in my own life.
I was going to ask you that. Do you do this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and using cash is a great part of my life. I just, here, honey, here, go buy the groceries, and this is what we've got. We don't go randomly using our cards and wondering if we've really kept... We used to have budgets years ago, and we never stuck to it. And we always wondered why. Until we introduced this concept of the cash component. And once a week, I pay myself. We take our money out once a week, and that's our day we get our money out.
My wife and I do a similar thing, except we have one specific bank account where the discretionary money goes into. And we have card access to that, but when that bank account runs dry for the week, that's it.
Exactly. That's the principle.
All right. Ross, tomorrow on the program, we're going to look at three things we can do to better organise our finances. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you today. And the best thing is, it's free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go on, go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.